a word for you from John chapter 3, verse 18. He who believes in him is not judged. He who does not believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. This is a follow-on verse to the great John 3:16, which everybody seems to know, even unbelievers. And they reckon on God's love and that the Son of God has been given for them. And they seem to know about the verse, but they forget that the Lord Jesus did not stop there. He continues to say after John 3:16 that the one who refuses to believe has already been judged. It is a great pity, and it is so sad to see the many people who know about the things of God, but when it comes to turning over their lives to the Lord, they simply refuse. You could call it a type of rebellion. It is rebellion against God if you want to live your own life and then just think about God at the end when you might need him when you come to the dying part. But God wants to be included in your life in every aspect right now. Don't think that he doesn't care about the finer details of your life, about the worries, the troubles, the sorrows, the joys. He wants to make himself your greatest joy. And if you don't believe in the Lord Jesus, you are refusing the Lord entrance into your life. And God says you have already been judged. And then the reason given here is because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. There is no other way of salvation that is given. God has no other prospect. It's not that God has a third option, as if though you can hope that perhaps on the other side, maybe God will be good enough that he'll let you in if your good works outweigh your bad works. No, it doesn't work like that. We're saved by faith because our works are evil in the sight of God. We are rebels. The only way of salvation is to believe, trust that Jesus has died in your place, and then turn from your sins.